Larry Strumpf is hoping to shock the world. The Laramie Libertarian is trying to win the nod to become Wyoming's next congressman. Strumpf is a Wyoming native who has worked in the field of computer information systems for many years. He's running on a platform of less government and more civil liberties. He joins me to discuss some of those issues. Let me ask you about a couple of issues certainly facing the state right now and get your take on it. Obviously, there's a lot of conversation right now about what's happening to the energy industry. On the Republican side, you see a lot of blame placed on the Obama administration, maybe EPA regulations and those kinds of things that have been causing problems. What's your read on that?
Well, businesses are going to do what makes them the most money, no matter what. They're there to make profit. And the main thing that's hurting the coal industry right now is the affordability of natural gas and the oversupply. And so like our coal industries and around the nation, it's stockpiled. When you get too much, you have supply and demand. When the supply is greater than the demand, the price falls. I've been talking to various, coal companies and representatives around Wyoming, and it really looks like 2017 should be a really good year for coal and energy. And so I think there's some miscommunication on how bad it is. I think that the projections for the future are inaccurate, that the energy sector is not as bad. Yes, a lot of people got laid off, but that was part of their restructuring, and after they go through their bankruptcies and get cleared up and they'll be hiring a lot of those back, and that the we need energy, we need more energy, and we need all energy. We need the coal, we need the oil, we need the natural gas, we need the wind turbines. We need every aspect of energy we can get to grow the future. And so it's only a temporary setback, I believe.
Do you think there are regulations, though, that need to be gotten rid of? We've heard a lot about that in this campaign.
Yeah, you see some of the government, and this is where, as a libertarian, you get the government overreach where you get organizations that are important and have, a certain need, like, the EPA. I mean, we need clean water and clean air. We would die without them. But then they overreach and go beyond with some of the regulations. I mean, for example, the, VW car, that diesel that got shut down because of its regulations. It was still cleaner than pretty much any other car, and yet it gets shut down because of, a little bit of emission problems. And some of the things don't make sense, that they do. I grew up in a cattle ranch up in Riverton, and the EPA, for some reason, had jurisdiction to say all this land that the government bought from the reservation is still controlled for the air and water and stuff by the reservation. And it is allowing, the reservations and the federal government more so to take control of the water and air in that area. And so I believe that more of that control needs to be pushed to the state levels.
How are you on one of the issues where we've been looking at here locally, in the state, and we're starting to prepare some stories on this whole land issue, transferring land back to the states. The con side would be there potentially could be some loss of access for hunters and recreationists, but the pro side is you get the federal government out of the regulation making. So what's your take on that whole thing?
Well, again, this shows how it's important to vote on the issue and not the party line. So my party line would say, get the federal government out of there completely, But in all reality, when the federal government-controlled lands are very, very well protected and guaranteed public access to those lands, and they actually do manage and provide that freedom and access to the American citizens better than the states do. And it's just like I used to always love going up to Rogers Canyon Road. That just got transferred to private access just this summer. And so you can't count on the state, allow you to have access to public lands or to even maintain the public lands. And so for what's best for the American people would be to keep the public lands in the federal hands.
All right, Strump visiting with us today. He, of course, is your Libertarian candidate for Congress. You know, we're hearing a lot about how we can propose a number of budget reforms. Senator Enzi, for example, is looking at turning things more like we do in the Wyoming legislature, one issue on a piece of legislation, maybe turning something into a budget bill, a biennial budget. I'm curious. I mean, one of the things that's certainly been a libertarian cause for a number of years is balancing the budget. How do you get budget reform, and what kinds of things are you looking for?
Well, was it like 4 weeks ago? I had lunch with Mr. Enzi, and I agree with a great deal of what he, you know, said, that there's just so much waste in Washington. So first of all, when you look at the national debt, I mean, it's just too big to even, you know, to, you know, visualize. We have to work on the annual budget. You have to get the annual budget under control. So we're not going further into debt. We're actually getting out of debt, you know, even if it's just a little at a time. But getting rid of the waste, you know, there's just so much money that the government is spending that is not needed. So it's important to work with the constituents on the right and the left to come together to remove the waste, especially programs that are no longer needed, and just the overreach, the cost of, you know, wasteful programs.
Mm-hmm. Do you see an opportunity to balance the budget sometime in our lifetime? Maybe I'm joking, but, you know, do you see an opportunity to do that?
I believe it is very possible, and I believe it will. I hope it will. I know that if I get into Congress, I will work very hard to make that happen.
Do you have areas you'd like to cut, or are there areas where you see wasteful spending?
The EPA itself has many. The Homeland Security. I mean, there's just every area of government has waste. We need to go in and look at every, you know, just go through one area of government at a time and say, you know, this isn't needed. Okay, the state's already doing this. Why are we doing it again? Dollars.
I'm curious your thoughts on foreign policy, and as we move forward, obviously there are some new threats that in the last 10 years that we didn't see in previous generations. How should the United States approach things such as what's going on in other countries like ISIS and that sort of thing?
Well, I think that many Americans would agree if we hadn't gotten involved in Iraq and Afghanistan, that we wouldn't be in the situation we are now. Countries were fairly stable, and the United States has a tendency to get involved where it shouldn't. The problem's gotten really bad now. It's important to, you know, work with everyone to try to find the best solution for it, and I don't know what that solution is. I believe that it's not our job to be the policeman for the world. We need to back off. You know, try to help out where we can, help our, you know, allies around the world, but it's not our job to police the world.
Larry Strumpf, again, he is your Libertarian candidate for Congress. Nice chatting with you. Thank you for stopping in.
You're welcome.